Good morning. 8:37 on the Tuesday edition of FLX Morning. It's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. Laura Turbide is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
And we're going to meet our guest here in just a moment. The first thing I want to ask you about, because I know some of the official COVID restrictions have been ending, so give us an update. What's the masking policy and the visiting policy at your facilities right now?
Our visiting policy has not changed. So we still, you can go on our website and look for our visiting hours for visitors. Our long-term care, what's been nice is the masking lifted for visitors in long-term care a bit ago. For our staff, if we're having engaging with patients, delivering any kind of care, and delivering sort of patient engagement or patient interactions, our staff is still wearing masks. If we are walking in the halls or just sitting, for example, at a nurse's station doing charting, but not engaging direct patient care, then our staff is not masked. In terms of people arriving, it's one of those, we still would encourage you to be mindful of your own symptoms. So of course, if you have symptoms or if you're concerned, we would ask out of courtesy and just because of science and what we've learned to wear a mask. Or if you're coming with symptoms, for example, to urgent care, which we're going to talk about this morning, we're going to talk about Occ Health actually, but certainly, we encourage you to wear that mask. However, it is not required for patients and visitors. So that's a change. And it's a pleasant change for many to be able to see each other smiling. And so we've learned through all this. And I think we've certainly learned. And I think people are a little bit more mindful of when they should be masking. We encourage people to just respect that for themselves.
It's good to be respectful. I mean, when people have come in here, if I see somebody with a mask, I ask them, do you want me to put one on? Most of them say, no, it's fine. But if they say so, then sure.
And I think we certainly learned. So, what, for example, we saw a huge reduction in influenza during this time that we were masking, right? In terms of just what we've learned, and we certainly learned that, of course, it's the proper surgical mask and worn properly over your actual nose and mouth. All of the etiquette that we learned about masking, we would encourage people to continue to respect and pay attention to. However, since the full emergency has lifted, we have changed our protocols to allow our staff to be freed up a bit, to allow a little more engagement. And of course, if you're having physical therapy and someone's going to be, you know, working with you closely, they're still going to wear a mask in a healthcare setting during clinical care.
Now, this is Men's Health Month. That's not our main topic, but we want to get this in. National Men's Health Month, and there's a June 20th event called Just for Men, because as you know, men are stubborn dopes, at least many of them are, when it comes to seeing their providers. I'm editorializing just a bit.
I was going to say, that's not in our official advertising.
Perhaps I'm talking about myself.
What we do know is women are primary healthcare decision makers and families. We know this. We also know that there are many, many health concerns that are specific for men, and things that we know that we want men to be more advocating for themselves. And we thought, we got to make this fun. Men are not going to want to come to our typical dine and discuss and sit down and watch the slideshow. So join us on June 20th at Smoke and Pete's Barbecue for some awesome barbecue, cash bar, some cornhole, like all the things. And we're going to have a whole host of our physician as well as allied health providers who are going to be there. Everybody from colorectal surgeon Dr. Craig Collins to orthopedics to Dr. Talbot from our ER. We'll have Dr. Jason Feinberg is helping coordinate and work through to make sure that we have folks on GI. So we know many, many men, for example, are reluctant to take the steps that they need on certain cancer screenings, for example, colorectal cancer screening. We know that we've seen people earlier and earlier that ages have now been pushed back to 45 for screening. And there's a reason for that. It's because we're picking things up earlier, which is important and critical for treatment. But also, we know that it's everything from, we were just talking about this ourselves out of this room, changes in our diet, all the things that make us more susceptible. So we need to focus on prevention. We need to focus on ourselves. There will be no speeches. It will literally just be meet some people, mingle, get comfortable in an informal setting at Just for Men, have some barbecue, play some cornhole, meet some people, ask good questions so that you feel like one-on-one you can sort of form that relationship. There will be literally no formal program.
Wonderful.
At all.
All right,
and there'll be lottery, like tickets. There'll be, I should say, drawings, countless ways to be able to get involved for winning some things. It's all free, by the way. So all free. Come out June 20th. Men's Health Month, Father's Day Week, all these things at once. We thought we need to celebrate our men.
Beautiful. Smoke and Pete's from 6 to 8 p.m. So let's talk, let's meet our provider, and we'll talk occupational health services today.
We will. And he wears so many hats that we had to divide him up. So you're going to see him a couple times this month, because we're going to talk today. This is Bob Schweitzer. We're going to talk with him. He is our Director of Urgent Care, our Director of Occupational Health Programs. We're going to talk today about occupational health because I think through this pandemic, we learned that there's not a single industry where employees are not our most important asset. And one of the best ways we can take care of our employees is through making sure that we provide occupational health services. As if you're a small employer, if you're a private business, if you're a big employer, no matter what, we have the ability to sort of custom fit a package for you and work with you and deliver occupational health services. However, many of you know Bob through urgent care. Many of you know Bob through long time serving at Life Care. So he comes to us as a clinician, as a PA, and then also as a clinical director for these services that are really front-facing. He and his team at Urgent Care have won many awards for being sort of the chosen ones in the Finger Lakes in terms of being that Reader's Choice Award, but also really being on the front line of COVID and having just at one point seeing more volume literally than we were seeing in our ERs. They were seeing through urgent care. So very knowledgeable, exceptional asset to our health system. And today we're going to focus a little bit on occupational health, and then we're going to get them back to talk more about urgent care things in the future date.
All right. Sounds good. Bob, welcome. It's good to have you back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back.
So the first thing I want to ask is, do you actively work with companies to develop these services? And we're going to talk about the services. Some of them are very specific to certain industries. So do you have a pipeline to some of the companies in the area that need these services? Okay, what do you need? How do we provide it? What's the best way to do it?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, occupational health is this multidisciplinary field that focuses on the health and well-being of our employees. We want to keep them healthy at work. We've had an occupational health department in this area for over 40 years, first started by Tim Ryan in the Life Care. We provide services to over 350 companies, local companies, and they could be anything from DOT physicals to respirator clearance physicals. We provide services to all the local fire departments and making sure that they're safe when going in, whether they're participating in interior firefighting or exterior. We also do drug screens and hazmat physicals. Pre-employment is also very big, as well as drug screens. So we provide a lot of different services in this department just to make sure that the employees are going to be safe at work and making sure that we identify any comorbidities that they may have to make sure that they can do the job without any limitations or restrictions.
So some of these things are regulatory in nature. For example, the DOT requires certain things of truck drivers, but some of it sounds to me like companies have begun to realize that, you know, it's like if a machine's broken down, that's no good. Same thing with workers. If they're not functioning at full capacity, that's a drain on the company and it's not good for the worker.
Absolutely. I mean, we have to follow the federal guidelines for DOT physicals, which is very strict. It's not only the driver that has to follow these guidelines, it's also us as providers that are providing these services that we have to make sure that we're following the rules and regulations. But, you know, it's interesting because, you know, with COVID, we had so many employers, you know, and companies that would lose employees to COVID, and they'd be out for anywhere from 5 to 7 to 10 days. And
right,
that's a lot of time away from work, and it can almost cripple, you know, a company or organization, especially factory lines and things like that. So we saw a lot of that.
So you offer all these different kinds of services. Here's one on the list: silica. What is that?
So silica is a element that people can be exposed to if they do like hazmat type physicals. So it's just a chemical that they're exposed to. So what we would do is we'd bring them in, make sure that they have a clean medical history, make sure that that being exposed to silica is not putting them in harm's way at work, and making sure that the employee is being protected. So doing a physical on them, getting an accurate history on them, doing blood work on them, chest x-rays, things like that, just to make sure that their baseline is maintaining the way we want it.
If a company's big enough, are any of these services provided on site?
So that is interesting because we just started expanding that service about a year ago. We are going on some locations and providing DOT physicals there. We also provide services to a lot of companies in the fall because, as I said, time is money. So when people are out of work, that thing can be very hazardous to a company. You know, and they can actually shut down some chains and factories and whatnot. So in the fall, we've been going to some companies and providing flu shots. because whether it was COVID or whether it was flu, if you're out for 5, 10 days or whatever, that can be very hazardous for our organization. So we've been providing flu shots in the fall for a lot of companies. We've been going to some companies and providing DOT physicals, and we're looking at a couple different companies to provide pre-employment physicals as well.
One of the things that happened during COVID is we had a big shift in employment. We had the, you know, they called it the Great Resign or whatever. Some people went home, stayed home. There was a big turnover in the labor market, and it seemed to me like a lot of the companies that were hiring new people were in, for example, transportation and industrial. So it's my long-winded way of saying I would guess the demand for what you do has probably grown quite a bit post-pandemic.
It actually has. And I know a lot of those companies are trying to bring a lot of those employees back into the organization. You know, while it's nice to be able to work remotely, it's not the same when you have that face-to-face interaction with your coworkers. So a lot of companies are bringing those employees back in. It has increased our business. Our business continues to grow every day. We get new companies every single week. And like I said, whether it's pre-employment, DOT, hazmat, or respirator clearance physicals.
Also, so many has changed, I think, since I've even moved to this community years ago, in terms of from many of the employers being such large employers to there actually being many small businesses and privately owned. And those are the kinds of businesses as well that it wouldn't serve them to have, for example, an occupational health department or an employee health nurse per se at their site for some of these smaller businesses. But it does serve them very well to have this expertise with people who understand the regulations, who have it and have this background to be able to actually, it's, as you can imagine, it's much more cost effective for many of the, as we've, I would call it, decentralized and gone from sort of the huge, what at one point the huge manufacturing, particularly in the Finger Lakes, had been even before my time of moving here. I remember hearing about how everything from, you know, Samson and the naval base to these large employers to when we think about how many small private employers, small startups, small agri-tech things, there's a lot going on in our communities that are not necessarily, it's not going to be suitable for them. And at the same time, keeping their employees healthy is absolutely going to have to be their number one priority. So I'm not surprised at all. Plus, Bob and his team are so fantastic that I'm sure when people get that kind of service from them and know they've got this partner in that work, that they've got someone they can call upon, they can get their people in for pre-employment physicals, they're efficient, they get them in and can get them started, as well as help keep them healthier, get them back, like the return to work programs after a post-injury or those kinds of things. We, even as a health system, spend a lot of effort and time to manage that. If people are out for COVID, how do you return them? When do you return them? How do we track that? Making sure that we have a very robust influenza vaccination program and other kinds of vaccinations. So it's not just healthcare, but in the beginning, years ago, it really was healthcare focused a lot on this, and as well as a few select industries. But now I think there's a much wider understanding of how critical this is.
And I think it's important to know that, I mean, she makes a very good point that, you know, time is money. These companies need their employees back. And same thing with DOT and truck drivers, you know.
Yeah.
They want to get back on the road, you know, and a lot of them are traveling out of state, across country and whatnot. So we don't turn anybody away. So we encourage appointments. But if somebody walks in, like yesterday I was working in Ock Health, and I had several gentlemen that walked in needing DOT physicals because they happened to be in the area, and then they were going to be leaving right away to drive across country. So we don't turn anybody away. We understand the importance of getting these people back, number one, on the road if you're a truck driver, or back in the company if you work in a factory.
Have you or do you plan to institute just basic health programs within these companies, diet, nutrition, preventive type of stuff?
We've had a couple companies that have reached out to us and asked us to come in and do that. Obviously, we're a small department right now, and if we had more staff, we would love to be able to expand that opportunity.
What's the best way if a company hears this and says, wow, this is the exact service we need? How do they reach out and set up a relationship with you?
Yeah, we're located in the Lifecare Medical Associates building. They can call our office at 315-539-8058 and speak to my operations coordinator. We set up an account with them, and then we can accommodate them relatively quick.
And because it's right at Ballsy Road, I think people don't realize, and I just loved how creative they were, realizing that we were talking about truckers being on the road, and there are many, as you know, truck stops right up in that region.
Right.
The ability to be able to be there, pull off, do your fueling, and think, you know what, I'm due for a physical. I need to get in. Literally, wow. Drive right down the street. And Bob and his team were so clever to say, you know, let's even put some materials right up there so that they know how to find us, that they can just get off the road. And as we said, for the many of those drivers, time lost is, so if they're listening out there right now, they can drive right in.
Correct.
Man,
correct.
Swing into Love, swing into Petro, stop by and get your DOT physical and be on the road. How cool is that? Go to flhealth.org and under the services, click Occupational Health Services. We talked about some, but there's all sorts of specialty testing, drug and alcohol testing, of course, the immunizations and everything that Bob talked about. So thanks for coming in and with this one hat, and I guess we'll see you again soon with your other one.
Thank you very much.
Laura, thank you, as always. All right, we love to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. And don't forget that men's only event coming up. That is on June 20th, 6 to 8 p.m. It's called Just for Men, Smoke and Pete's Barbecue in Geneva from 6 to 8. It's all free. 6 or 8:53, FLX Morning.